We'll go on to our next case. Thank you.
May it please the court. My name is David J. Hazy, and I'm
here. Huh? I thought I murdered her name. My God.
Not a problem, Your Honor. It's been happening for a long time. I am representing the appellant in this matter, John George Bushell. This action was filed in May of 2006, 6 years after my client received a substantial gift from his dying father, 2 years after his mother's attorney had demanded that the gift be returned. The action on which this whole case is dependent on an action that was filed in Switzerland, and that action was filed 20 months after John's mother received notice of the gift.
You know, there seems to be some equivocation regarding the stipulation in this case. Did John stipulate that the Swiss courts correctly held that under Swiss marital property law, the estate is entitled to the CHF, $150,000?
Your Honor, the short answer to your question is yes. I will directly address why I believe that that the fact that the Swiss judgment did find the gift to be unlawful is nonetheless not determinative of this case.
Well, the district court spent an awful lot of time analyzing whether Wisconsin or Swiss law should govern the gift, or a state law question of whether the father's gift to John, you know, was lawful. And I want to ask you this, and I'm going to ask your nice opponent over there the same question, and it's this. Why didn't the district court go through a similar analysis to determine what law of conversion, Wisconsin, Swiss, Liechtenstein, should be applied?
Well, I can't speak for why the district court did not do that, but I would submit that it was error if the district court was going to engage in a choice of law approach to this case. It was error for the district court not to look to the Swiss law of conversion. And if the district court was to look to the Swiss law of conversion, then that law needed to be pleaded and proved, which it was not.
Do you have any thoughts on whose definition of conversion the court should use?
I believe that it would be appropriate to use the Wisconsin law of conversion, because under Wisconsin choice of law rules, the law of the forum is presumed, and this is an effort to enforce a conversion claim against a Wisconsin resident, and therefore the Wisconsin law of conversion should apply. I think everyone presumed that that was the case. I think where the district court went awry and where the appellee goes awry is that they didn't look at this case as a conversion case. They looked at it as a state or a probate case and analyzed it in that light. If this case as a conversion, or if this case had been filed as an estate or a probate case, as a case to recover marital property in Wisconsin, in a dispute between Wisconsin residents, the case would have been dismissed because it was time barred by 766.70 subsection 6A. And that's our whole point, that in this case, the Swiss resident, the Swiss citizen at this point, can't be put in a better position than somebody in Wisconsin would be if they had brought this claim. Because in this case, the appellee seeks to use Wisconsin courts to enforce a Wisconsin common law cause of action, the claim for conversion, to recover against a Wisconsin resident. Our whole point here is that to do so, she must follow Wisconsin policy. She must do so in light of Wisconsin policy.
So, basically, are you arguing that statutes of limitations are really the type of public policy items that warrant disregard of another state's judgment?
Well, this is not another state's judgment, Your Honor. Another state's judgment would be entitled to full faith and credit under the Constitution. This is a judgment of a foreign country, and it's not entitled to full faith and credit, and principles of international comity apply. And the case we cite and rely on, a state of Stefke, is a strong parallel to this case, as we detail in our and elaborate on in our reply brief. Neither the trial court nor the appellee has ever addressed a state of Stefke.
But and, to the gift, the gift here isn't a marital gift, you know, as defined by Wisconsin law, because it wasn't made during a period of time in which the spouses were domiciled in Wisconsin. And aren't we turning comedy on its head if we say we won't accept the Swiss judgment?
No, I don't think so, Your Honor, because the Wisconsin, if this claim, as I said before, had been brought by Wisconsin residents in Wisconsin, it would have been time barred. The fact that it was not brought by Wisconsin residents at the time, perhaps it would not have been time barred, but that isn't this case. In this case, the appellee chose to proceed in Switzerland and obtain a judgment that she couldn't enforce in Wisconsin because it was not an in personam judgment, and she seeks to use this judgment to create a duty to return the gift under Wisconsin conversion law.
Didn't Mr. Bouchel participate in the Swiss litigation through counsel?
He did, Your Honor.
So shouldn't he be subject to that judgment?
Well, whether he participated or not, I mean, his mother chose to proceed in Switzerland. And so he could have by defending it or not defending it, he was in the same position. He was stuck with the Swiss procedure because he didn't choose the forum, obviously.
Well, surely Switzerland has a way of allowing people to challenge jurisdiction.
Well, I think in this case, Your Honor, there wasn't a question of challenging jurisdiction. The Swiss court proceeded as if it did not have personal jurisdiction, and the appellee proceeded in this case to pursue a judgment that would be unenforceable in Wisconsin. So why she chose to proceed in that fashion, we will never know, but she's basically stuck with having made that decision. She could have brought the claim, I'm getting into my rebuttal time, but she could have brought the claim directly in Wisconsin, but chose not to.
Okay. Now, good morning.
Good morning. May it please the court. I'm attorney Smith Etchington and here on behalf of the appellee. the estate of George Bushell today. Before I make a few comments, I think there are some key facts we need to keep in mind in this case. First, the estate of George Bushell was directed to be probated under Swiss law. That was the express intent of the testator. Furthermore, the appellant, when receiving the funds at issue here, the funds were deposited into the appellant's personal Swiss account. So those are some facts we need to keep in mind in addressing the questions. If I can directly address your question you brought to me earlier, why didn't Wisconsin look at this as a conversion action under Swiss law? Frankly, I don't know the answer to that question. I understand that the estate had no option but to come to Wisconsin to file an action of conversion order to obtain this because they understood that the Swiss court determination did not have personal jurisdiction over Mr. Bushell. So to that extent,
Are you satisfied that the court has jurisdiction?
This court has jurisdiction?
District court, yeah.
Over Mr. Bushell?
Look, everything seems to be away from here. And I guess what they're saying is because plaintiff's from foreign country and Mr. Bushell is a resident of Wisconsin. I guess that's the claim for jurisdiction under 1332A2, I guess.
That's correct.
Okay. I'm dubious about that, but I guess until I have a better answer, I guess I'll go with it. But it just seems... This is pretty far-fetched, it seems to me.
In this case, the appellee came to Wisconsin to pursue a Wisconsin common law act of conversion. She had to come to Wisconsin to pursue that claim. She couldn't have pursued a Wisconsin action in Switzerland.
Were the funds still in the Swiss account at that point, or outside Wisconsin?
I believe the funds were transferred shortly after... the funds received into a Wisconsin bank account. Okay. Continuing on.
Let me ask you about the total value of the funds converted to U.S. dollars is what?
Approximately, well, under the Swiss court's determination that he should return 150,000 Swiss francs, that translates to approximately 112,000 U.S. dollars.
And under Wisconsin law, this was joint property between Bushell's mother and father, right?
Correct. They lived in Wisconsin until 1989.
It was a piece of property they had.
Yeah, they sold a house in Wisconsin. The proceeds were deposited into the testator's Swiss account in 1990. The couple then moved to Switzerland, cut off all ties to Wisconsin. They were dual citizens of U.S. and Switzerland, both of them, and they lived in Switzerland until Mr. Bushell's passing in 2000.
There was something that I couldn't tell from the briefs, and it's this. Were they separated?
Not to my knowledge. They always remained married.
They remained married. So when they moved from place to place, they lived together?
I believe so. And then in his latter years, Mr.
He was in the rest home.
Correct. But his wife moved to Switzerland 1 year before he followed her. So I assume it was to tie up property and loose ends here, but I don't know for sure. Continuing on, I think the court hit on a key point earlier that Wisconsin Statute 766.70 does not apply in this situation because the gift of marital property was not made during marriage in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Statute 766.01 defines marriage as any point in time when both spouses are living in Wisconsin. In this case, the spouses both left Wisconsin as late as 1990, while a gift was made in 2000. And I think 766, the judicial notes of that statute also say that this chapter ceases to apply at any point in time when one spouse no longer resides in Wisconsin. Furthermore, even though the district court utilized a choice of law analysis in reaching its conclusion that Mr. Bushell had a duty to return the funds and failed to perform in that duty, and therefore a Conversion Act applied. I think that it's important to note that this was the appellee did not come to Wisconsin to execute or enforce the Swiss judgment. It was an independent action, and the basis for that duty came from the Swiss judgment. I would also like to say that under comedy, there are no issues here. Under the choice of law analysis done by the court in a very thorough manner, the only tie to Wisconsin in this case is the fact that the gift recipient is a Wisconsin resident. The money originated from Switzerland, was in Switzerland for a long period of time, and under public policy, I think it's fair to say that a Swiss court certainly has a greater interest in the marital interests and testamentary intents of its residents and the proper adjudication of an estate under Swiss law than a Wisconsin court does.
And what's your response to his statute of limitations argument? I can't recall.
My response is that it does not apply in this case. The statute of limitations arises from 766.70, which says that any actions for gifts of marital property during marriage must be commenced within 1 year of the death of the spouse. In this case, because it was not during marriage in Wisconsin, we don't reach a statute of limitations language at all.
Well, what you're saying is the gift was not a marital gift.
That's correct.
Or it wasn't.
Not a marital gift under Wisconsin law.
Defined by Wisconsin law. So, and okay.
So I think the record, the district court's decision amply supports this court affirm its decision, unless you have any further questions.
Yeah, the decedent had a dual citizenship, didn't he?
That's correct, he did.
And in a dual citizenship, that means he's also a citizen of the United States.
That's correct.
And this is where I get a little dubious under 1332A2. He's supposed to be citizen of the state and citizens are subject to a foreign state.
That's correct. He's
and a sort of dual citizenship. Is that really a foreign state?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question. But what I can tell you is the estate did not have an option but to open an estate under Swiss law that was pursuant to his own wishes and his will. So to the extent that, you know, he could have chosen Wisconsin as a forum to probate an estate, yes, maybe he could have, but that would have gone against the clear intent of the testator, who stated Swiss law would like to, should apply.
Yeah, but see, well, under 1332A1, you've got to be citizens of different states for diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And under two, it's citizens of a state and, the other side, citizens or subjects of a foreign state.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side is both. And that's what bothers me. But I don't have Judge Easterbrook here to ask. I'm only asking the question. I don't have the answer.
And I don't have the answer either. But what I can tell you is the issue of jurisdiction that you've raised was never asserted by the appellant.
It doesn't matter.
I know, you can't lose it.
So, yeah.
So don't
argue that.
Brent Vreeny was a citizen of what state of the U.S.? Or is, I guess. She's a dual citizen.
She's a citizen of the United States. In terms of what state, I don't know the answer to that question because she gave up all property and ties to Wisconsin when she moved out of the country in 1989.
She did not abandon her citizenship, though.
That's correct. She kept her citizenship.
Her last state of residency was Wisconsin?
Yes.
So they're both dual citizens.
They're both dual citizens.
And John is a dual citizen.
John is a U.S. citizen.
So purely U.S.
Purely U.S. citizen.
And resides in Wisconsin. Right?
That's correct.
Okay. But was in Switzerland at the time.
Correct. He was there at the time of his father's passing. So, thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Your Honors, I'm not sure it makes any difference, but other than to keep the record clear, but the property in this case that was given away was in a Liechtenstein bank account.
No, we're aware.
Transferred in Liechtenstein.
That's why I wondered if Magistrate Judge Goodstein should have looked at the laws of Liechtenstein as well in viewing conversion.
Well, I think that maybe would have been appropriate, but it would have been incumbent on the plaintiff to plead and prove it under the federal rules, those laws of conversion. I want to make just one very important point in closing. This case, the issue in this case, is as we view it, is whether the Swiss judgment can create a duty to return the property under Wisconsin conversion law. Now, we've said no because the Swiss procedure is not consistent with the Wisconsin policy as elaborated upon, as enunciated in the statute of limitations. In this case, by giving the judgment the effect of a duty to return, the Swiss citizen is entitled to more right, is given more rights than a Wisconsin resident similarly situated would have had. And that's an affront to the policy under the statute of limitations, which is to quickly resolve these issues of contested gifts and give the estate of Stefke clearly provides the authority by which this judgment should not be recognized under principles of comity. So we would ask that the judgment be reversed.
Well, thanks to one and all, and the case will be taken under advisement.